In Southeast, chum salmon returns are mostly enhanced hatchery fish. These salmon normally are an early and late season boon to commercial fishing fleets and help take pressure off wild stock pink salmon, but not this year. Katie Harms is executive director of Douglas Island Pink and Chum, or DIPAC, based in Juneau.
We've seen less than 50% of our already poor forecast of chum salmon, and we're definitely over the hump of the return right now. We came in under $1 million in our cost recovery for chum salmon, which is much lower than what we need for operational goals. And I know the fishermen are hurting as well in all the return areas for DIPAC.
That cost recovery fishing normally helps the hatchery organization pay its bills. Harms reports DIPAC's weak return has higher than normal percentages of three-year-old fish. They're also smaller than dog salmon from other years. DIPAC has been concerned about collecting enough broodstock fish for egg takes to produce the next generation. They've asked state fishery managers to restrict areas for commercial and sport fishing.
And we actually did move adult salmon from our cost recovery harvest area, Malga Harbor, up the channel, moved live brood fish, and moved just under 30,000 fish to try to help with our needs. And at this time, it looks like we are going to be very close to making our egg take goal. So I think all those actions really help to get where we need to be.
DIPAC's preseason forecast was 1.6 million fish for all its sites combined. Actual returns likely won't hit half that amount. Harms expects to finish around 700,000. DIPAC's not the only organization to move returning adult fish to make egg take goals. The Sitka-based Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or NSARA, has moved around 20,000 chums from Southeast Cove near Cake to the Hidden Falls Hatchery on Baranoff Island, closer to Sitka. Scott Wagner is NSARA's general manager.
And so we've moved, you know, caught those with a seine, rolled them into a net pen, and then pumped them out of the net pen into a tender. Added oxygen and continually recirculated and pumped on salt water and then transported from there to Hidden Falls and pumped them back out over the barrier net at Hidden Falls.
NSARA has a goal of 190 million eggs for Hidden Falls. By the end of July, they'd only topped 50% of that. Wagner calls returns terrible, the worst since hatchery production began. NSARA was forecasting nearly 4 million chums to return this summer and fall. By the end of July combined, returns neared only 500,000 fish. Combined, the region's hatcheries release hundreds of millions of juvenile chums each year, but they haven't returned to spawn in 2020. And it's not limited to Southeast Alaska. Chum returns are poor statewide. Wagner and others suspect the cause of the problem is outside of Alaskan waters.
If it was just affecting a certain site or producer or area, but when it's, you know, from one end of the state to the other and every location, it's got to be something, you know, out in the giant Gulf of Alaska.
Further to the south, Tessa Frost is research and evaluation manager for the Ketchikan-based Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or SARA. She says it's been a challenging year.
You know, we had some poor returns last year, and we were optimistic that we were going to turn it around this year. However, that did not happen. We're just seeing a very poor return of the 2016 brood year, which would be the four-year-old fish.
This year, SARA forecast 1.4 million summer chums to return. So far, they've only seen about 30% of the portion of that that was expected to be caught by fishing fleets. The number of three-year-old fish is high for them this year. That could signal a better return a year from now. But by the end of July, SARA reported only around a quarter of its goal of about 200 million eggs. Low returns also have meant some areas closed to commercial fishing on the south end to allow for cost recovery catches. Like others, Frost speculates warming oceans have had an impact.
Well, whatever relationship it is out there between food availability and water temperature, predation, all of those factors coming together is, I think, creating poor survival, especially during specific years.
The 2020 region-wide harvest had just passed 1 million chums by early August. To put that into perspective, a million fish in recent years is more typical for the return for a single hatchery site. Saners caught around a million chums in a one-day opening in Crawfish Inlet south of Sitka 2 years ago in a season-saving event, which managers don't expect again this year. Last year, the total commercial catch in Southeast was nearly $6 million, and it was worth around $24 million at the docks. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.